Narrative Frameworks 51 Conscience. Is your way of living antagonistic to life's principles or supportive of them? What does your conscience say? And your conscience is different to the morality of the social mind. The social mind does whatever the society says is right to do, and does not do whatever the society says is not right to do. But what if the society is far off the point and is hugely misled? Then we might all be doing what we are told is good. But is actually abhorrent. To life. And this is where conscience comes in. Conscience, if it can be developed within and yet free of social values, if it can be grounded in social values, i.e. the values of interacting life, if it can be established in those principles and yet be alive enough within itself to see beyond the constraints of those principles, conscience can be honed to reflect life more than to reflect the prevailing value systems of a time and a place, of a collective society within a time and a place. If conscience can not be interfered with by prevailing narratives, but conscience can be allowed to develop independently, each person to be allowed to develop their sense of right and wrong. Yes, within a society, but no, not limited to the false constraints imposed upon that society. If we can live by conscience, then we can live by life. So what does your conscience say? Does your conscience say the way you are living is right? Or does your conscience say the way you are living is wrong? So for your conscience to be that which is speaking, you have to see beyond the societal hive definitions. Be sensitive to them, but see beyond them. Otherwise, it's not your conscience speaking, it's your conditioning. So conscience is something beyond conditioning. Conscience is life in reflection of life. Conditioning is conditioned in reflection of conditions. These are very different things. When we come back to that inner voice of conscience, we are coming back to life, away from the temporary constructions and conditionings imposing themselves upon us as real. We know what is real. We know what is true. We know what is life-affirming. We know what is life-denying. We know what is good for the planet and what is not good for the planet. We know what is good for ourselves and what is not good for ourselves. But we have become very good at silencing the voice of conscience and of simply running the treadmill of society, because there's a lot of weight in the collective conditioning. And to go beyond the collective conditioning takes the kind of courage and commitment that is life applying itself rather than giving itself over to an idea. Collectively held idea of what is right and wrong. And generally the societal principles of right or wrong, they might be in line with what our conscience says. But when madness prevails within a society, the values of the society and what conscience says may be very different things. And we have to decide what it is that we serve. Do we serve life, or do we serve a misguided image of life? And how is that misguided image of life healed? By serving life wherever it can be served. Collectively, the more we see life being destroyed, the more the destruction of life just becomes normal. But the more we introduce serving of life, the more that becomes the accepted way. So it's all up to us and the path we take. The path we take is testament to what life is, and your conscience is your own inner compass for your own journey. We are not lost to ourselves, to our own false imaginings. Conscience is a voice that speaks of life. It is not a voice which speaks of self-interest. So you have to be very careful and discerning where your motivations are arising from. Are they arising from serving an individual self nature, or are they coming from serving life, broader life nature, more universal principles beyond the separative, conflicting ideas and ideals? So it's very easy to fool ourselves. But I think when we really listen, pay attention, and be with ourselves, no matter how difficult that is, and we can tap into a sense of what is truly right and truly wrong, what is truly of benefit to life and what is detrimental to life. This is seeing beyond our own individual lenses. This is seeing the broader picture, the bigger picture. This is not some cultural standpoint. This is life before the division into cultures, before the division into individuals. Yes, we all have our individual drives. There are cultural drives. These are to be honoured and respected. But what are the deeper drives? We need to look to see. And sometimes we need to quieten all the external noises, sounds, and distortions to the signal. We need to quieten ourselves. And our chattering minds. So that we can really hear what it is life is saying. And what the broader movement of life wants within the particular aspects of life that it finds itself in.